So SNC-Lavalin is a Montreal-based company, and its description is it provides engineering, procurement, and construction services. It has a lot of employees in the Montreal area and has won a lot of major taxpayer-funded, like big, multi-million dollar contracts from the federal government. So there's a lot of votes at stake, and there's a lot of profit at stake here. So what's happened was in 2015, the RCMP laid charges against this company, and the charges were they alleged that the company offered bribes worth $47.7 million to Libyan officials, and Muammar Gaddafi's son was named in the court documents, I believe. The company is also alleged to have defrauded Libyan public agencies of approximately $129 million. And recently, we found out that the RCMP has laid out a bribery scheme here in Canada with the company involving the $127 million Jacques Cartier bridge contract, of which a federal official pleaded guilty to last year in accepting more than $2.3 million worth of payments from this company. Fast forward to this year. The company, this very wealthy, well-funded company, went on the lobbying spree to end all lobbying spree. Like, imagine American-style lobbyists. Like full court press on the government, on everybody, meeting after meeting with the Prime Minister's office. Won't take no for an answer, because they wanted to get out of this. That's the motivation here. And why? Because if they're convicted of this, this company can't bid on what? Federal contracts. That's the big penalty for this, right? There's a lot at stake. So in the budget bill, Mr. Speaker, this company, after lobbying, the Liberals snuck in something called a deferred prosecution agreement. In this, like, bajillion-page document that had everything under the sun, they snuck in a major legal change. And a deferred prosecution agreement, sir, simply put, would allow the government, or would allow SNC-Lavalin not to have, if they went this route, to potentially not have to go to jail or be convicted. They could just pay a fine, and then they would also be eligible to what? Bid on federal contracts.